in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park
it. Hello like and hot. Welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. And if you followed the podcast picks there from the Friday show, we were propping it like it's hot. Hence the Snoop Dogg here on Tuesday. Good weekend for those player props that we threw out. A pretty good week in pod picks overall. There we go. The Fade Baker campaign continued to be profitable. Christian Kirk, he eked one out for us as well. And then the Mike Evans Love Fest paid out big for the Bucks game, including a TD anytime pick from a man, Dell, who does everything behind the scenes here on the 600. Dell, what's shaking?
Not much. Enjoyed the football on Sunday. We had a lot of one-score games, which kept us on the edge of our seat. So it was fun to not have a bunch of blowouts this week.
Yeah, your Eagles. I'll say your Eagles got lucky with the muck, man. Come on.
Well, they're 4-0, baby. That's all I can ask for.
That's right. Undefeated, riding that one. All right. So just a warning, I am under the weather here, so please excuse any disgusting noises that come from me. Besides the usual disgusting noises that you hear on the podcast. But and if you're a fan of those noises and what we're doing here on the Sharp 600, please rate and review the podcast. It helps us expand our reach and talk to sports bettors like yourself. So we're hitting the quarter turn of the 2022 season here in week 5. Dell, let's have 600 seconds on the clock.
Well, we're waiting.
A little Caddyshack for us here. So while we did have a good day for the podcast picks, I'll bring us back to earth a little bit. My underdog picks went 1-2 ATS. I got Arizona, whiffed on the Broncos, whiffed on the Jaguars. Like I said, the Eagles got lucky to stay outside of that 6.5. But anyway, I did get down on a week 5 underdog early Sunday night, and I took Cincinnati Bengals plus 3.5 at Baltimore. And it was a kind of a quick bet, trying to get to the best of the numbers. I did expect this line to go away from the Ravens, and it did. At a few places there after another blown lead. And then we got Burrow and company here coming off a mini bye, beating Miami last Thursday. Since he had some shaky starts to the season against Pittsburgh and Dallas, two pretty good defenses, they battled back in those games and were right into it to the end. They didn't come through, but honestly, this team could be 4-0 right out of the gate. It's not that much of a stretch. Bengals defense, sneaky good right now. Number 7 in DVOA of Football Outsiders, 6th in EPA per play. And if we look at just the past 2 weeks, Cincinnati, probably the best two-way team out there right now. The offense getting better, number 7 in EPA over the last 2 weeks, while the defense, number 3 on the flip side of this metric. And Baltimore's defense is all over the place. They don't have an identity here under new defensive coordinator Mike McDonald. And more importantly, if you like Cincinnati, the Ravens just not getting to quarterbacks, getting a pressure rate of less than 19% of dropbacks. So I like Cincinnati plus 3.5 with that hook. Another bet that I do have for week 5 tied into my weekly spot bet articles, which is on covers.com. I look at that week's slate, dig out some situational capping angles, the letdown, the look ahead, the schedule spot, all that good stuff. And Seattle seems ripe for a letdown here in week 5. Regression has to come for Geno. Someone's got to write back to Geno. After pouring in 48 points on the road against Detroit last Sunday, there's really nowhere to go but down for this shocking Seattle offense with Geno Smith, the 4th best offense in EPA per play right now. However, not only is this going to be tough to top Sunday's output, but the Seahawks, it's kind of a schedule spot for them as well, too. They stay on the road. This is their 2nd straight road game and their 3rd roadie in 4 weeks. It's a 1 p.m. ET kickoff in the Big Easy, and they're taking on a Saints defense that is a major step up from who the Seattle Seahawks have played in the last 2 weeks. They played Atlanta and Detroit, which ranked 28th and 32nd in EPA allowed per play right now. I took New Orleans minus 5.5. This one made a major jump earlier in the week, went from as low as minus 4 to as high as minus 6 at some places, with pro bettors jumping in on the Saints. I like New Orleans under that key number of 6, expected probably to get some skill players back too. The Buffalo Bills, they popped up in my spot bet article. They were my look ahead spot for week 5, but could have easily been in the letdown spot as well too. They're coming off intense games with Miami and Baltimore the past 2 weeks, and now you're hosting a rookie quarterback, Kenny Pickett, and Pittsburgh. But the reason they're in the look-ahead spot this week is the return to Arrowhead scheduled for next week. That was the scene of the crime, the scene of that wild overtime loss in the AFC divisional round, which forced the NFL to actually change its overtime rules. Josh Allen never got that kick at the can in overtime after two comebacks in a thrilling game. The Bills laying some lumber here, minus 14, still have injuries on both sides of the ball, losing some wide receivers. So the back door is wide open for the Steelers. If Coach McDermott takes his foot off the gas in the second half of this game, it is a very tough call with all those points out there. And then you also have a rookie QB making his first start on the road in Buffalo, a tough place to play. I don't have a bet on this one, but just be cautious of laying that 14 with the Bills. It's not an automatic bet. And the schedule spot for week 5 highlights the Chargers and what is kind of a strange setup here in Cleveland. The spread and total, both weird for this game. This trip to battle the Browns is the Bolts' second straight road game. It's third road game in 4 weeks. Historically, the Chargers have been a good bet on the road. 24-13-5 against the spread. That's 63% on the road since moving the franchise back to Los Angeles in 2017. However, you make LA a favorite in those roadies, and they're just 8-6-2 ATS. And then the Bolts overall, 21-27-3 ATS as a betting favorite since 2017. Not that great. Chargers open -2.5. It got bet up to -3. Injuries to the Browns defensive line, though some of those stars, don't know who's playing there. The Bolts have injuries on the offensive line. That's kind of offsetting a little bit. But LA stinks against the run, like bad, like bottom of the barrel against the run here. Got chewed up by the young kid from the Texans on Sunday. And then Cleveland shows up with the best ground game in the business. You got Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. They're going to roll you over. So I like the over in this one. And like I said, weird line movement in this game. The total opened as low as 47 on Sunday night. It got steamed as high as 49.5 at some respected books. And then we saw some buyback on the under. Coming in now, it's back down to 47. I like the over in this one. But weird, weird lines in this game. And another weird, weird, weird game could be Thursday Night Football against two of the most underachieving teams in the NFL through 4 weeks, at least when you look at the lofty offseason expectations for both the Colts and the Broncos. That's our Thursday Night Football game. Denver opens -3, goes to -3.5 with Jonathan Taylor injured on the short week. He's sitting on the sideline with a boot on his foot right now. Doesn't look like he's going to play. Then you got Russell Wilson showing up with a tender throwing shoulder and running back Javonte Williams out for the Broncos. That's brought this one back to a field goal. Total for this one, though, pretty low, 43 points. Interesting trend here, an early season trend under in Mile High with a bit of a narrative to it. The Broncos have lived in kind of QB purgatory and have leaned heavily on their defense since 2016, and the jury's still out here on Russell Wilson. And despite that poor offense being baked into the totals and helped along by the thin air factor in Mile High, Denver is 6-11 over-under in home games between week 1 and week 5 since 2016, including 2-9 over-under in early season home games the past 5 years. So I looked at team totals in this one, but I eventually settled on a player prop for Thursday Night Football, and I took Colts rookie receiver Alec Pierce over 34.5 yards receiving. With Taylor probably out, and then the ground game just wasn't playing that great to begin with anyway, Frank Reich said, you know what, if we have to throw the ball more, we're going to throw the ball more. And he patted his veteran QB on the back, Matt Ryan. He's going to be throwing more, and he has been throwing more, to 6'3" kid out of Cincinnati. Pierce snatched 3 of 5 targets for 61 yards against Kansas City. He caught 6 of the 8 balls thrown his way for 80 yards in the loss to Tennessee last Sunday. And Pierce had his progress kind of slowed. He had a concussion. He missed week 2 shutout loss at Jacksonville. But ever since getting back on the field, he's just gained the trust of Matt Ryan. And he's finding space with the route running. He's shown athleticism on those contested balls. He's also had some pop on big plays, gains of 30 and 44 yards the past 2 weeks. Pittman draws coverage from Surtain. That's going to leave Pierce with some lighter assignment here. I like his over 34.5 yards receiving. Dell, what do you like in this game?
So it seems very unlikely that Jonathan Taylor plays, leaving the backfield duties to Nyheim Hines, who is a great receiving back. Matt Ryan is 4th in the league in passing yards despite the Colts' 1-3 record. So I'm riding over 232.5 passing yards for Matt Ryan.
All right. All right. So before we get to the 2-minute drill, I always keep track of some trends here. If we look at primetime games right now, primetime faves, 8-5. Primetime totals, 4-9. So favorite and under has been a pretty popular bet. Another one popping up too is divisional games. This isn't a divisional game, but 5-17 over under in divisional matchups so far this season. So some value in those divisional matchups for the under. Bring in my fellow covers teammate and author of our weekly NFL Power Rankings, Josh Engels. Power Rankings, it's tough ass this year. You got 14 teams at 2-2. No one really looks invincible at this stage. Josh, toughest thing about the Power Rankings so far?
These suck right out of the gate. These are not fun to do from like 3 to 21. They're awful. I mean, the Cardinals at 21 could be in 12. It's just such a clusterfuck in the middle that any team could make a move.
Yeah. Team inside the top 10 that you're not completely sold on right now?
Basically 3 to 10. Outside of Buffalo and Kansas City, I mean, obviously the Eagles are up there. Tampa Bay, I don't know. They just gave that game away. Is San Francisco that good? Dolphins, where are they going? The Rams looked awful. This thing could look totally different by week 10.
Yeah. You got some different tiers here. Mid-tier team that you think has a chance of moving into the upper level by the end of October.
I'd love to say Jacksonville here. I mean, but they did give that game away to Philadelphia, but they did lose to a 4-0 team. The Raiders could come back. I mean, the Browns have the easiest strength of schedule going forward. They obviously get Watson back, easy division. I think they could move up.
Yeah. So you got the Colts, the Broncos, the Cardinals, and the Saints all bunched together in the middle of the pack here. Undoubtedly the four most frustrating or kind of underachieving teams. Which one of those teams do you see going up and which one do you see going down?
I think Murray's probably the deciding factor here, the best quarterback of the group. I'm sold on Russell Wilson not being a good quarterback in that system.
Ooh. All right, then. All right. And then we got Thursday Night Football. We'll get some answers here because we have Denver playing the Colts. Best bets for Thursday Night Football.
Matt Ryan to throw the ball a lot. That's going to increase touchdowns. Touchdowns about minus 105 right now. And Mo Ali Cox, nice little modest receiving total, 18.5. Smashing the over. Pat Surtain will be on his side. Taking away Pittman, give me some Pierce, give me some Mo Ali Cox, give me the Cox.
Give him the Cox. I like it. All right, that's it for this episode of the Sharks 600. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for listening. A reminder to check out the Power Rankings every week on covers.com and be sure to rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast. We'll talk to you on Friday. Good luck. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get it.